No matter who you thought would win, I'm not sure that you would have anticipated a 60 points to 18 thrashing. The Sydney Roosters carved up the Dragons. They played terrifically well after the Dragons scored that sensational first try through Jaden Suar. And the Dragons, it really looked like they turned their toes up midway through the second half. And Connor Watson's mate, the one he calls the human thumb, Nat Butcher, scored two tries. Nine out right in front of the post. Last tackle, Walker. Puts in a delightful stab kick. Oh, that was a thing of beauty. And Nat Butcher crosses to score the try. It's a double for the human thumb. He'll have to count both of them. Connor Watson, who joins us on the line now. Connor, how are you going?
Good, boys. How are we? I can't believe he actually caught in the human thumb post-try. He's going to be rattled about that, Andrew.
Well, we've done that.
That's your fault, too.
Don't tell him, but we've done that a few times.
I won't tell him. He'll be filthy. That's hilarious, but...
Yeah, well, mate, he played well. You played well. Everyone played well. They scored that sensational try early on, the Dragons. They looked like they were really up for it. But would you agree, from our perspective, that when you guys scored and when you hit the front, once you started to get on top of them, you never looked back?
Yeah, they've been a pretty good side over the last couple of weeks. We sort of went down to Manly and did the pre-game show there, and they turned it on. And then they've had a couple good wins, good tough wins over the last couple of weeks. And we knew that they were going to play tough football, and they're a big side as well. Like, that's a good job on sort of their back five and their forward pack. But when that first try happened, you sort of thought, oh no, like, might be one of those days, the bounce of the ball. But then one thing that was sort of spoken about, I think, since probably the Bulldogs game, is like, if a side does score against this early, just to sort of reset and just focus on what we can control, and that's just like, restarting the game again, kicking off to them, and doing a good job there. And I feel like, our football over the last couple of weeks, even though we didn't get the result against the Storm, we didn't get the result against the Bulldogs, but that second half we played against the Bulldogs, we sort of just did a really good job of worrying about, the moment and what we can control, and then, the same thing against the Knights, because in football, things aren't always going to go your way. So I feel like we're just finding our composure there a little bit, and then also having Sam Walker back, like you spoke about. Like, he's so creative, creates so much for us, and just love the way he plays and the freedom that he plays with.
Yeah, I'm sure that the boys will ask you more about Sam Walker, because it was an old-fashioned 10 out of 10. But, look, I know we're tight, but... For all that aside, I thought yesterday was the best game for 80 minutes you've had since returning from that awful injury a year ago. Whether you were playing in the middle where you started the game, or when you drifted into dummy half where you made a lot of ground, as Brandon Smith had done earlier in the game as well, do you feel that that was your most complete performance?
Yeah, I feel like I'm probably getting better every week, Andrew. The more football I have been able to play over the last year, I feel like the more consistent my game sort of becoming, and I'm just enjoying every moment, to be honest. It's been so good to be back out there, and just to play football again and to compete, and I'm enjoying the balance of where I'm playing as well. It was exciting to play in the halves for a couple of weeks, but to get the opportunity to start at lock on the weekend was awesome. And then that balance of being able to go into nine when sort of Brendan gets tired is good as well. And I actually like being on the field with Ben at the same time, because you can kind of use both of us in that role, especially when he runs. It's always a good opportunity to run off the back of him. So, I'm just really loving playing footy again.
Well, Groove, I don't want to give you too big a rap, but you're outstanding last mile. I loved you out of dummy half. That little pass where you come out and sort of post line around to find Crichton was absolutely spot on. Your running game, you're probing everywhere. It was beautiful to watch. But last night, was one of your plans as a team to really take out that back five? Because I thought the Dragons' back five over the last couple of weeks have been their strong point, and I thought you sort of nullified that really well last night.
Hey, Groove, yeah, for sure. We spoke about how, if you look at their side, they're big boys. Their back five are massive. Through the middle, they're massive. But, a lot of their football comes from... They play pretty conservative in yardage. And a lot of, you know, their football and meterage just comes from, you know, their back five just bashing it out and rolling over teams. So we just thought we had to do a good job on that back five. And, yeah, it was probably the one of the better performances we've done in that department from our team this year, I reckon. Just our kicking was really good. Kick chase was really good. And then, you know, our line speed and discipline, which we've spoken about on the show, you know, discipline in the game at the moment, it's so, so important because momentum swings are just really hard to control. So I feel like we ticked all of those boxes and, it sort of worked for us.
Well, I thought your effort areas were brilliant too. There was one set there where he's come up a huge defensive set. It was towards the end of the game. It was like it was your very first set. I think you limited him to about 9 metres for the whole set, which was brilliant to watch. But also your middles, I feel like you sort of had a lot of cross plays going back towards the middle and you're tearing that sort of middle part apart. Was that also spoken about? Do you feel like there was a lot of opportunities through the middle of the field?
Yeah, I think if you watch any game this year, Louis, I reckon every team has brought back the cross plays. Like, you know, every side's playing them now. And I think that's because the game is so fast and, you know, the middles do get tired. So looking for opportunities to make them make back-to-back tackles or, you know, there was one chance where Nat cut back in and he ended up making a line break and setting us up for, I think that was when Sammy Walker then kicks for Teddy on the next play. So there's definitely opportunities back through the ruck. But for us, you know, we know what football works for us and that sort of that power game, finding the balance between, you know, going through teams and then when you've been able to do that, then being able to go around them. So yesterday, you know, I reckon we had a good balance of powering through high support and then also moving the ball when we had to.
Well played, Connor. I thought, like Louis, I thought, and Andrew, I thought you were outstanding last night. And you look particularly sharp, got that chance, as you say, in a dummy half. I thought yesterday you showed no ill effects of any injuries. That was the most confident you have been. Has that taken a little while to get that confidence back?
Thanks, Jonty. Yeah, I don't know confidence back, but maybe just the just my legs back, probably. You know, like the first couple games I played, the trial, I was nervous because it was my first game back in, you know, a year and a half. And then being able to go back and play cup. Yeah, after that, I haven't really thought too much about my injury, but it's just more probably been getting my legs back and getting my sort of my game fitness back, because it doesn't matter how much training and how much weights you do, it's not nothing can get you match fit like playing. So yeah, but it is feeling good. My knee's feeling really good. It's just more the shoulders and neck getting used to making tackles again. So
yeah, now Louis mentioned it, that you're linking up with Angus Crichton, but Angus Crichton has been a real bonus because he was in the wilderness for a while and you were watching those games whilst you're out injured. He was struggling to find his mojo, but the last few weeks he's really hit his traps. He's playing particularly well, which is a huge bonus for the Roosters.
Yeah, he's been in such good form. Yeah, like I'm so happy for him. Obviously, he had a tough year last year. You know, and I think the biggest thing for Gus is that he actually got a full preseason in, and it's probably been a long time since he's had one, you know, between sort of playing rep games and, you know, all the stuff that he had going on last year. So, yeah, I think he's really starting to see the rewards of that. And we all know what he's capable of. Like, he's been one of the best second rows in the game for a very long time. And, he's confident again and he's running so hard again. And it's good. I really enjoy playing with him, you know. Like, me and Gus are really tight. So, I think you know, that connection's coming out a little bit on the field too, which is pretty cool.
Now, every week is a test in the NRL, but some are bigger than others, and you've got another high jump to get over next Friday night at Lang Park, Brisbane Broncos. They are a very, very tough side to beat at any stage. Now, your injuries, Daniel Tupou, if you can give us an update, Victor Radley. We saw Luke Keary limping out on the moon boot. Obviously, Michael Jennings has gone with a tricep injury. But what about those other boys? Are you expecting them to be available on Friday night?
Yeah, there's a few there. I'm hoping, we hope that Rads will be back. I'm not actually too sure of whether, yeah, where those guys are at. I reckon Rad would probably be the one that's the closest, but I don't really, yeah, sort of know the severity of Toops's injury, but I know they were sort of saying maybe a couple of weeks, but yeah, he could be a chance to do it again, but you know, we need those guys. They're such good players, but you know, we showed on the weekend that if we don't have them, we can do a job. And yeah, it's a good challenge for us again against the Broncos, so I'm looking forward to it.